I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A blank label co-ed collection. I had the idea to show how important artisanal is and how it can inspire and influence all the other lines I'm responsible for. I thought it would be good with Sealed with a Loving Kiss Part 2 to try and show the industrialization of some of those ideas and also to take this opportunity to maybe remind all what these numbers mean on this label that our founding father left us, to explain the magic behind the numbers and how some of their meanings have been redefined as a result of the different genetics that we have brought to Maison Margiela, to an already very rich DNA that exists. I wanted to explain our co-ed collection, how we've established blocks that now move into line 4 and 14, the icons, in order to inspire brand loyalty, the idea that you come back for that coat, that shirt, those shoes, redefining classics, key pieces, I believe we've called them before. So there's that beautiful fitted suit. The proportions are divine. The bias skirts, they are iconic and they are in the icons too. The smoking, that 40s jacket we often talk about. Of course, the glam slam, I've moved into icons now. Belongs to the house, has an identity, whether it's long, short, twin fabricated. It becomes an icon, a gesture that's valid to be in iconic collection. Tango. Connectivity, the primal, instinctive connection. Back in the artisanal, there was many dance methods of expression that we were looking at for movement, which did inspire the engineered print or embroidery. And within that, there was already some tango imagery. And I just wanted to give it a new twist for ready-to-wear. A trip I did a while back to Buenos Aires, and a beautiful village called La Boca, a poor village, where the mayor had encouraged and inspired everyone to paint the facades of their houses in bright, gay colours. And so I ended up there with a hunger. I had such a respect for tango. I'd read a lot about it, just to understand and learn. We got through many guides before we actually found one that kind of believed and trusted that we were really serious. We got on the radar. The reason it's off the radar is because often these dances happen in illegal buildings that are dilapidated or falling down. So they just let everyone know at the last minute, and you go and it's top secret. And so eventually we were invited, and it was almost like an abandoned warehouse, and we went upstairs and one could feel the music, the strings, those beautiful strings kind of echoing on one spine as we climbed these steps. And then when we got to the top, by which point I was throbbing a little bit myself. I could feel that this was going to be authentic. I could just feel it in the air. Got to the top, looked up. There was this roof that had collapsed. It was raining and the moon was flooding through. And then I saw the most amazing vision. There was this man, he must have been about 80, silver grey hair, slicked back, wearing a suit that had been fitted to a centimetre of his life, lovingly polished shoes, totally transfixed, and dancing with a girl that was like 15 years old in what looked like hip-hop clothes. And there were many couples, boys with boys, older men with young boys, girls. And it was then, there, that they explained to me it was a generational thing. So that was granddad dancing with his granddaughter, or auntie with granny. That sense of community, communicating, bonding, rejoicing, celebrating, it's all tango, and I felt it's something that we all hunger for at the moment, this connection, this, I don't talk of codependency, but interdependence, you know, one leads and one reacts. Trusting yourself, activating your instinct, surrendering to the situation rather than trying to control it. Act one, scene one, the wedding. You'll see the bride and she is wearing a wet look dress. It's two layers, circular cut. So then Leon's wearing the icon suit and his interpretation is one of elevation, if you like, a smoking. Nikki here wears this wool crepe dress, which you start to see the new shoulder line, quite angelic in silhouette, but for sure she doesn't look angelic at all. And it's lined in this point d'esprit. Here she plays the role of an aunt. The dowager, you can see the layered dresses. It's blanc cassé, then a grey, very transparent fabric, and then a black tulle, I believe, that gives that very painterly aquarelle feeling. And here we establish the story of the twins in their very strict, formal day, where they have been décortiqué, a new way to décortiqué, where the lining is the point d'esprit. They're kind of grey flannel, strict little wool dresses. Anton plays a very interesting role in the film. It's not quite what you think. Theo is the elder, if you like, who is telling the story. He's also present in the film, and his younger counterpart is played by Leon. Jean and Malik are guests at the wedding. Here you'll see some slashing that's gone through a familiar Crombie coat, and it's echoed on the blazer as well. So we slash and cut within the formal shape, and it has a dancing frill made up of the beige cashmere and layers of tulle and point d'esprit. So it's gorgeous tailoring. And this new way of tying, it's not a stock, it's not a tie. It's a really cool way for a formal event, I think. It's kind of like a narrow evening scarf, if you like, and the way you tie it, it gives you that kind of dressed up, cool, easy way. It's a proposal. A cooler way to do a bow tie for formal events. Act one, scene two, releasing the spirits. I think in the last podcast, we had spoken of this idea that some of these clothes, in particular to the retricular, that I believe can come loaded with a history, and the idea that when we cut into them and reconfigured them, that we could release a spirit. And that idea fascinated me and still fascinates me and has been quite inspiring in this narrative. The idea that these clothes come imbued with a spirit, a life, a history, we wanted to dance them out. So the wedding scene then moves on to, it's a surface, it's like a pond where our muses can interact with the water to release these spirits, and there's a divine breakdown of how the clothes become when they become wet for real. This beautiful top recicla, which is made up of resi, fishnet, pieces of lace, crochet that we've collected, almost evoking those curtains you find in Buenos Aires and that golden hour, the light that shines through, or a tablecloth in a brasserie, that kind of vibe. Here you'll see that silhouette again played out in wovens, the shoulder that's slashed through. Then I transferred the whole Victorian formal setting of the wedding and took them all underwater to evoke some kind of hallucinogenic nightmare dream that our hero has in the narrative. Act two, the procession. There is a procession which is really nice, kind of almost minimal in the way we put it together. And these outfits are really a proposal of how we can buy into this fantasy, this dream, how we can put it together. So it's Milfoy played out in blacks, in beautiful, beautiful kind of aged blacks, layers of chiffon, black tulle, organza, that just gives that sense of history, as if he had kind of lived in this coat, breathed in this coat. So you can see now the different cuts and the use of the bias with just one single seam at the back. Their wardrobe pieces, a trench, a coat, a caban. How we can buy into this dream, how it can work for us. Act three, the dance marathon. There are characters that we will see that are dancing for their lives because there's prize money involved. And we believe that the couple that are dancing the best are because there is a mutual love for each other, but actually it's not what it seems. She's determined to win the prize money to get out of Buenos Aires, so it's not really driven by true love between them. Through the narrative, we break down the outfit so you can see all the separates and things and this wonderful print that we've done. You'll see three versions of Poverino. Malik is wearing one, which is built up of the shirt, a string vest, a cardigan, and that's all decorated as one piece. The slash trouser that we have played with before has become almost an iconic now. And the trench with a wet look. Some beautiful dresses that have been deconstructed to just velvet sleeves and the memory of what it was through layering. You'll remember the taping effect that we explored in the artisanal, and this is our version of it, sometimes layered, sometimes not. So still playing with the idea of movement. The knitwear expresses some of the circular cutting that we explored, and we've gone further now in knits, little twin sets, V-neck, sleeveless, beautiful, and paired with a bias skirt. So you've got that almost feeling of dance on the top, but in a very modern way. I mean, it's all played out in blacks, reds, off-whites. They all have the white label, which will help me to explain that. It's co-ed.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.